With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Lester Cole died this past August in San Francisco. He was 81. Maybe you've forgotten the name Lester Cole. Cole was one of the founders of the Screenwriters Guild in the 1930s. One of the so-called Hollywood Ten, Lester Cole went to prison in 1952 for refusing to testify before the House Committee on Un-American Activities about his communist past. I interviewed Cole a few years ago, shortly after publication of his book, Hollywood Red.
Before I was a member of the Communist Party, I was known as a Red who was trying to take over Hollywood through the trade unions.
Lester Cole never found out who fingered him as a Communist Party member.
I was identified by some stool pigeon, somebody, an informer who was in there.
Not confirming his Communist Party membership until years later, Lester Cole balked at answering the questions of the House panel chairman, Parnell Thomas.
I refused to answer on the grounds of the First Amendment.
And was sentenced to 1 year in the federal prison at Danbury. In a twist of fate at Danbury, Lester Cole ran into none other than his old nemesis, Congressman Parnell Thomas, who was behind bars for taking kickbacks from the people who worked for him.
Lynn Lardner and I were the two of the Hollywood Ten who went to Danbury, and that really helped make our stay there much more bearable.
After prison, Lester Cole found himself blacklisted and unable to find work as a screenwriter.
I was a waiter, busboy. I was a short order cook.
Later, Lester Cole was able to sell such screenplays as Born Free under pseudonyms. In his last years, he taught writing, still a communist, still angry and unforgiving over his imprisonment and blacklisting.
I didn't feel I was doing anything wrong. I felt I was trying to uphold a legal right for all American people.
The late Lester Cole, one of the Hollywood Ten who died in August at the age of 81. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.